Hi everyone, welcome today. We're here with Leanne Moshe, and she's a certified herbalist. Hi Leanne.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I am so excited to hear a little bit about, you know, what you do and how you work, and I'm sure all our listeners are going to be as well. So explain to me a little bit about what an herbalist is and what that means.
Sure, so herbalists study plants and their medicinal properties. And then we spend a lot of time understanding all the compounds within the plants that we work with and understanding how those plants can be used to help people, bring them more into balance, help heal certain illnesses, and really promote overall wellness.
So tell me, as you're working with your clients, who are your primary clients?
Well, I specialize in stress, mood, energy, and sleep. So I see a lot of men and women, but I see a lot more women in general, but I really work with people who are struggling in one of those areas. So they're either feeling exhausted, having a lot of stress in their life, struggling with mood disorders or depression, or even really just having a hard time sleeping. And as we know, sleep is so critical. And if you're not sleeping well, that translates to so many other health issues and problems. So those are the areas that I really focus on and see a lot of people with.
Yeah. Yeah. The sleep thing I think is huge. I'm constantly, again, primarily talking to women about it, you know, as they go through menopause or they're in perimenopause, or just for any a variety of reasons, having a difficulty, having difficulty sleeping. And as you said, it then becomes a trickle effect of creating other issues for people. Right. So tell me, when a client comes to you, you're sort of walking them through this. Now, I also, what I love is that you make a lot of your own tinctures. Right. And so can you explain to me what maybe a typical consult would look like with you and what a client might leave with?
Sure. So I spend a lot of time talking to somebody to understand their health history, because it's a big puzzle. And those are really important pieces to understand your past, what you've struggled with in the past, and some of that medical history that helps paint the picture for today. Then we spend a lot of time talking about how you're feeling today, because as an herbalist, we really want to get to the root cause. I don't want to just address symptoms today. I want to understand, if you're not sleeping, why? Is it a hormonal shift you're going through? Is it menopause? Is it stress related? Are you having adrenal fatigue? There's so many things, and we sort of tease that out. So consultations are about an hour and a half, the initial ones, because we spend so much time dialoguing, talking, and getting to the root of things. Yeah. Then what I do is I come up with a plan. So everybody gets a custom tincture that is specially formulated for them, for their situation today, as well as their personal constitution. So I might see three or four people in a row who are struggling with stress and anxiety, but they're different people individually, so they're all going to get a different formula that's balanced for them. So I go back to my office and I formulate a tincture, which is it's a tincture. If people don't know what that is, it is a liquid that has extracted the properties of the herb using alcohol to do that, and it's highly, highly concentrated. So you can take a milliliter of an extract and get a lot of plant medicine, and it's very easily absorbed because it's in a liquid. You don't have any capsules to break down. So anyway, I go back to my office and I custom blend usually 3 to 5 herbs, depending on what that person needs, and put it into one bottle, which then someone takes usually 2 to 3 times a day. Yep. And I also use teas. I think teas are a really great way to get herbs into our bodies. They're not as strong and concentrated, but depending on what the person is dealing with, if they're having some digestive issues or other things, sometimes it's great as a sleep tea to help us unwind. I will tend to formulate a custom tea blend that would be used in conjunction with the tinctures.
Mm-hmm. And so if I came to you, how long would a client typically stay with you throughout the time? And I get that they might then come because something new comes up, but typically if I came to you with sleep, do you see the person weekly, biweekly? How does that work?
So I like to tell people to plan for at least 3 months to see how this formula is working for you.
Yep.
That's about the amount of time. And then I like to check in monthly. Mm-hmm. And that check-in depends. We can do a follow-up appointment in the office. We can also do, I work virtually as well, so we can do a quick Zoom, Skype check-in. sometimes we'll make some tweaks to the formula. Most formula tinctures last about a month, so that monthly rhythm is a good time to check in. And then after 3 months, we can discuss and say, you know, this protocol is working really well for me and I'm going to continue on my own. And you can just let me know when you need your new tinctures and I send them off. Yeah. Or what often happens, which is really wonderful, is somebody will come in with a host of, you know, sleep and anxiety and mood issues, and we'll start working on protocols to help that. And then 2, 3, 4, even 6 months down the road, they'll say, you know, I'm feeling really good in these areas. And now I'm noticing this. Something that we might not have seen before because it was kind of buried underneath all the other things. And then we can adjust and work on those areas. So typically I tell people I like to see them monthly or check in monthly. 3 months is about the time when you should start really feeling some good effects. Mm-hmm. Some people will stay on their tinctures for years, but make slight adjustments as we go.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. And also, just so everybody knows, Leanne is virtual, but also located in Andover if you wanted to see her in person. So thanks, Leanne, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.